What's up, everybody? It's your girl, K Simone, the number one shit talker, the underdog, the people's fucking champ.
What's Poppington?
What's Poppington? How you gonna say my shit?
I didn't mean to say it. I'm sorry. I'm gonna just sit here.
What's Poppington, guys? It's your favorite cornball, Robin Niggas.
Woo. Really Robin Niggas. You should change your name to Really Robin Niggas.
Instead of
Real or like Original or The, like Really Robin Niggas. If it's.
I feel like, you know, y'all get the picture.
What?
I feel like they get the picture with Robin Niggas. Like, I don't have to really be. It's like Robin Niggas a lot. I'm good.
Like, I do
good.
It.
Right, I'm here. That's like
I showed up here.
That's like niggas on super death row. Like,
what's the difference?
My sentiments exactly.
Okay, I get it now. Since you put it like that, what is the difference between regular and super? I don't want either. I don't want any of it. Ooh, okay. Well, you guys. We just,
it's been one of those days.
I swear to God, every Sunday seem like it's getting further and further.
That's that nerdy.
I swear to God, we ain't gonna be able to get through this show, dog.
I'm so sorry, y'all. Okay. That's that nerdy.
I swear to God,
that's exactly bro. What the fuck you sound like. All right.
What the fuck? Niggas probably listening like, I can't even listen to this episode. These niggas is fooling. Okay. What I was trying to say, I don't even remember what I was going to talk about, but let's just move on. We just came from a fashion show.
Yes, yes, now.
Lush Lingerie Fashion Show.
Shout out and please follow them. It was a really good event.
And then it was a great spot. Like, the location was beautiful.
First of all, shout out to the motherfucking band, The Core. Them my niggas. I think people think I showed up with the band. That's how much I was dancing with these niggas.
Robin said she is the motherfucking band.
Okay. You niggas ain't shit without David Ruffin. The fuck?
These niggas ain't come to see you.
Okay. They came to see me. God damn it.
And Robin was over there like she was a backup dancer.
That is all.
So if you was at the show and you listening to this, that girl, that's her.
That one in the black dress with the fro, she was not with the band. That was me. I came by myself. I mean, you know, when Kayla injured.
She didn't come with me. She's a liar.
Yeah, because Kayla got there like an hour after I did and she stayed 10 minutes away from the location.
Okay, but whatever. First of all, that was great timing for me because I could have showed up now and it's over. So... just saying.
She's done.
I'm making progression. Let's start here.
First of all, she said she wanted to be there at 6:30. I said, what?
This is beyond me.
Okay, I was on the phone like, you said.
She really did, though. She had no fucking faith in the nigga, though.
At all, because it started at...
And look, it was 6:30. I'm like, shit, she know I ain't getting her at them damn 6:30. No way.
Girl, it was 6:30. I was still sitting there doing my makeup, taking my time, because I know how she is. Like, it's sickening at this point. I don't think y'all understand how much I go through to be late just to beat her there all the time.
I know Robin want to tell y'all this story so bad.
What?
What happened the other day when you thought I wasn't about to show up? We went to Trap Art.
Oh,
I fell asleep.
Dog, so let me tell y'all what happened, right? So I'm gonna post these messages because I promise y'all will not believe me. So I'm sitting at home, right? Me and Kayla, we done text and called each other all day. Y'all know how that shit go. So, you know, she texts me like, oh, I need to get some new games on my phone, blah, 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 blah. And I was
because
like,
I took a social media cleanse, so I don't have social media on my phone.
So she, so I text her back and I say, okay, blah, blah, blah. I'll be like on my way in a minute. And I get no response. And I was like, oh, so nigga, you're asleep? And between every text message, I'm calling her repeatedly. And I text her back like, oh, so nigga, you sleep. You for real? I'm over here like, this is beyond me. I just talked to her a total of 8 minutes ago. And now she's a fucking corpse, nigga? How? How?
It happened,
bro. I literally text her and said, I guess I'm just gonna have to come wake you up, bro. And it takes me about 20 minutes to get to Kayla's house from my house. And this entire time I'm calling her, I walk in the house because I know she's dead to the world. So I walk in the house kind of loud, like, yo, yo, like, what's up? It's a motherfucker here. Like, I know you're asleep. And she, this bitch wakes up out the bed. She like, oh, this is crazy. Like, nigga, wake up. We legit had somewhere to be, and she's like taking a nap.
I was taking a sleeper, bitch.
And let me tell y'all, had this bitch rolled out of the bed and not been dressed, I would have went home. I told myself, like, I'm going to go wake her up. And if she not dressed when I get there, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to smoke my bowl, and then I'm going to dip. Because we ain't going nowhere if she ain't already ready.
Look, Trip Art started so late, bro. And I had kept telling Robin all day at work, like, bro, I'm so tired, dog. I got home, I put on them clothes, and you know how you have an attitude all day, too. So I had an attitude. I was tired. I'm like, look. I was texting her. I was trying to stay woke. I was telling you about getting games and shit on my phone.
She was trying, but the problem is I can't legitimately text her and do my makeup. So, I have to put the phone down. So, when I put the phone down, she goes to sleep.
I lay down.
And the problem is every time in these situations, somehow, it's my fault. Like, it's my fault that she went to sleep because I had to do my makeup and I couldn't text her back.
Exactly.
It was my fault that it was some shit we missed, and like I didn't come over here and wake her up. She's like, well, you should have just came over.
That's why you got a key now. Just come wake me up. If you feel like something's wrong, I'm probably sleeping.
You need to hire somebody for that. I don't got time. Okay.
You can. I mean, so what point did you not have time?
This one time, this was a seldom event.
Okay? I bet this you happens. If I fall asleep again, you're gonna come wake me up.
I bet you. If you fall asleep again, I'm washing my face and going to bed.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not.
Not if it's somewhere you want to go.
And then you just be laying here by yourself.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z, we'll be telling you about the time Robin came and woke me up again.
We'll be telling you about the time I went somewhere by my damn self. That's what we'll be telling you.
Her ass really showed the fuck up, though. I really did roll up off that bitch like...
Because she really...
This is crazy.
One of the main reasons I came over here is because I know she really wanted to go and actually needed to be there because she was working with Trap Art for promotion. So it's like, if you're working to promote them and then you're not gonna go to the event, it's like,
bitch was wrong.
And then she just would have woke up in the morning and cussed me out. Why are you waiting?
I would have
just came up. That shit's on your way to
I've started to notice on. that is my problem. Mm-hmm. I need to take responsibility.
Oh, do you? Tell me more about this shit, please.
I need to take more responsibility for my own shit. Words of wisdom for today, I guess.
So, like, what shit, like being late and stuff? Or, like, what?
I know I be late.
So, what's the other? Just that one, or?
No, I'm just saying, like, we was riding in the car on our way here. Mm-hmm. We got somebody that's sitting in the living room with us today, y'all. But, she all in the back trying to give a sexy hey. Just sounding like she needs something to drink. Hey.
We'll have her shout out her social media before the end.
She needs some water. That girl needs some milk.
I'm giving her in advance so you know you can go ahead and wet your whistle. You
know, get ready. Wet your whistle. Because she sound like she like,
look, hey. She got up. She had to get ready.
Here she come, y'all. Hold on. Y'all hear her footsteps?
In the
kitchen.
You ain't going to the bedroom for water. Where do you keep your water? What the fuck? Where's your faucet?
The tub water ain't the coldest water in everybody's house.
But okay, so not the tub, but the sink in the bathroom.
The tub. The sink don't get cold as fast as the tub.
What?
Okay.
I'm learning shit.
You ain't never heard the shit that the bathroom sink got the best water in the house, my nigga?
No.
You ain't never. What? This is beyond. You ain't never heard that shit. My mama used to wake me up. Go get me some water. Get it out the bathroom. I'm talking about quenching all the thirst that you have.
I never knew that.
Yes.
Wow.
The bathroom.
You learn new shit.
Hey, listen. I know y'all know this shit. Don't play with me. Don't y'all sit over there and roll your eyes like y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Like, your mama didn't have you fill up her water bottle out the bathroom sink.
And she told you, like,
told you where to go.
Yes, she said
use the bathroom sink. Because I'm going to know if you use the kitchen.
Yeah, for whatever reason, the bathroom sink, like, the water got cold. We sitting here having a whole conversation about the water in the bathroom. Let's move on. Just try it, guys. Try it.
The best no, but look, on our way here, she like, I told her she fucked up my charger in the car. Because my charger in my car don't never have no shortage. You get in here, and now it's a shortage on this damn charger.
Oh, that's
you
what she did said. That. That's what she said. Somebody give me a charger with no shortage. But you fucked up the last charger a nigga gave you. So what you gonna do with this one?
You know what, see? That's... And I'm gonna start taking responsibility for my own shit, okay? Like I said.
You ain't had no
Because Kayla, listen, let me tell y'all. So Kayla got this thing where she wanna put flowers in the front of her house. So she calls me, talking about, yeah, so wee-wee this and wee-wee that. Like, bitch, you sounded real French. The fuck, that's the kind of hard labor I have to draw my line.
And guess what? Robin gonna bring her ass over here and we gonna do these damn flower beds.
Listen.
And we gonna take pictures and I'm gonna put it on Instagrams, okay? So y'all can see she gonna help. She gonna help.
Y'all see? Y'all hear her talking all that French and shit. Talk about wee-wee.
She gonna help.
I will be over here and I will take pictures. I will not do any work.
She will be working.
Listen.
Just to let y'all know. There's gonna be a new service that call you back, do for y'all.
Okay. A one man show, I'm trying to tell you. I told my mama she better hire somebody because that's what I'm not finna do.
What I'm not finna do. But look, we didn't finish really saying about Lush Lingerie Show. Shout out to all the designers
and models.
And the models.
And Cisco who put the event, well, Lush Industries, I think. I don't know if they Lush.
Lush
Entertainment. Whatever. Put the show together and the makeup artists and the hairstylists.
Everything was very, very nice.
The bartenders. Oh, they had food.
Yes.
The food looked
good. Shout out to the chef. It smelled good in that thing. He had the kitchen popping.
It was a great night out. They had a nice little side, what is it, garage opener type shit so you could see outside. So it was really nice. Like, the overall location was just really good.
Everything was good. Look out for them for their next show. I think they said they're doing, like, swimsuits in, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm ready to see some swimsuits.
I want to see them.
Yeah. That's dope. Now, I'm, like, really thinking about it, too. Like, I'm trying to see. I don't think I ever seen. I think I see one person right now selling swimsuits. You know how, like, it's the trend or whatever, but I think there's one person actually, like, designs her swimsuits. I like when people actually, like, design their own shit.
For me, that's, like, a huge deal only because designers put so much work and effort and thought.
And then here and you, like, come shopping on the internet and putting your shit on my runway.
And designers, like... It can be a whole line of pink, and you're like, oh, well, where did the pink come from? And it's like, oh, well, as a child, me and my great grandmama. Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's the reason for every little detail.
Story for this line. Mm-hmm. So when people, you know, buy things offline to sell, it's like, okay, but I like to see designers just because I know how much they are in touch with the line.
And you can tell a designer out of a pack.
You can. They always have their own clothes on. Mm-hmm. Like, I never
I'm not gonna trust you. Look, this is like a that's like a black thing. Like, you do hair but your hair ain't ever done. I ain't get my hair done by you. How you know how to do hair and your hair ain't ever done? How you know how to do makeup but your makeup ain't ever done? Not going to you.
Like, oh yeah, I'm a makeup artist but I don't wear makeup. How does that
who work? Who how
do you try
how sway what you got going on? Where your child at that you put makeup on all damn day then? That's one of them things. Like, so if you a fashion designer or whatever, and you
don't wear your own stuff,
I don't trust your clothes. You don't even wear it. Why should I? That's crazy.
But, yeah, shout out to Lush. It was an amazing show. I'm looking forward to seeing some fashion shows over the next couple
weeks. I'm looking forward to go to fashion shows where men are models. I have not seen any, like, local fashion shows with men.
Well,
it's always women.
We gonna see some shit coming up because Dog got his own fashion line.
Yes, and we're gonna have him on.
So look, guys,
we love him.
First of all, and we know you listen. We love you, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
So, K Walker and Company,
is a up-and-coming fashion line coming out of Detroit. The designer, Kenneth Walker, who has amazing style, recently finished up a photo shoot. So the line will be dropping sometime this month. And then we
follow him on social media.
Yes, follow him on
social media. We'll shout him out, too, so you guys can follow him.
K Walker, CO for company, on all social media, Facebook.
Unless y'all stupid. Clearly, Robin think y'all dumb because y'all don't know what KO mean. Go here.
Anyway, CO.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, follow him on all social media. His line will be dropping this month, and we will have him on Wine Wednesdays. We'll get that back popping for you guys. So yeah, shout out to Ken. I can't wait to see. I've seen some of the stuff like that he posts on social media, and I need it. There are these shorts.
The terry cloth shorts.
Yes.
I want the shirt that got the little thing in the back.
The tie
with
up.
The sand.
Oh yeah. Let Freedom Ring.
I want that. And then I seen, like, he had somebody, like, paired with a corset belt thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my God, that is cute.
And Ken has amazing style.
He does.
So I can't wait.
You know, and he's starting to make, I like, me and Robin like to buy men's clothes.
Yes.
Mainly because I hate buying stuff, like, especially if I go out. Mm-hmm. I hate to buy something and wear it and then it be like 30 bitches in there with the same shit on. I like stuff that's like exclusive. Like, I'm only gonna have this, or like you might see me and somebody else with it on for real. Not at the same time, but you know what I'm saying? And for him to make unisex clothes, like his shirts and stuff are, he was saying like they're unisex. I love that. Because usually men clothes are just like, I gotta get the smaller size. And then small size ain't small enough for me.
My thing, what got me wearing men's clothing is, like, men always have, they clothes come bigger. Mm-hmm. So if they don't have my size in women, I can go to the men's and find something to wear. And a store that I thought I could find nothing in, at least I find like one or two pieces. That's how I started shopping in men's. But then I realized, like, you know, some of their shit is like a little different than ours. Like, it'll be a little more eccentric. They're willing to try, you know, different
other
prints
stuff,
and shit.
Yeah.
Whereas women, you might see, because they follow trends. Mm-hmm. With women, with a lot of women's clothes. And shopping for men's clothes at thrift stores has been like the biggest thing for me. That's where I find like all of my little pieces at thrift stores. Salvation Army's. Oh, it's this thrift store downtown. I love them. I have to shout them out. Detroit Clothing Circle.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Alexandria and Second. It's an amazing little thrift store. They actually have kickbacks there sometimes during the summer. They have like used, well, you know, already worn shoes and stuff like Jordans. They had some what the fuck was those shoes that my mama got? They weren't Coach. I can't remember. Oh, they were like Nine West or some shit.
They got good shit.
Yes, they have a lot of good shit, like a lot of nice little finds. So I
speaking of clothes, bro, like, listen, I don't know how y'all slaying bitches do this shit. I can't slay every day, bro. Like, I need, you gotta schedule me a slay in. Like, I don't wear heels 2 days in a row. I'm done for the next month. Like, I'm sorry. These feet are retired.
I had to opt out.
Retired.
Of heels. Like, I love heels. I think they're always like so beautiful and so cute, especially when you get those that one shoe. It's like, bitch, I need that. But also, my arches will fall. Like, I had to choose comfortability over that part of fashion, because I would be somewhere and should be having a good time, but instead I'm mad because my motherfucking feet hurt and I can't find nowhere to sit. And now I'm pissed and I'm not having a good time. Everybody getting on my fucking nerves. That bitch sitting over there, she looked too motherfucking comfortable with her flats on and I got on heels and I'm suffering. Let me have your seat. Okay. Like, it just became,
get up.
It just became too much of a problem. So I had to start choosing comfort. So my thing is like platform shoes, or like I have these cute little, like, school kind of shoes. Like, they lace up, but they're heels. Mm-hmm. So the heel isn't, like, obnoxiously high. But I definitely had to start choosing comfort, because it was
I mean, I'm not really bothered. It is always that one shoe is like, bitch, tonight, me and you, we gonna try to do this tonight.
But you've always been, like, a heels kind of girl.
Yeah. I guess that's because, like, all my life, I was really, like, a tomboy. So when I got into it, I was like, oh, this is it. Like, I could do this. But I don't... I'm talking about the whole, like, slay every day, head to toe, like, they do this shit. I can't do that shit, bro. Like, I wake up and be like, hoodie, jeans, let's go.
I feel like those chicks have, like, perfected this quick beat. Like, every, like, they know exactly, like, okay, I plan my outfits out the night before. Like, I know how to
beat. It's like first day school ready all the time.
Right. Like, I know how to beat my face in 30 minutes. Meanwhile, it takes me 45 just to do my eyebrows. Like,
and Robin be mad because I don't do shit and I'm the last motherfucker to leave the house.
I don't understand it. I don't understand.
All I do is give myself a little quick press of the edges. And throw some shit on and let's go.
And she says this, but she's always, I mean, like, she be late as fuck. Like, it ain't like we could sit here and try to, like, tiptoe around and like, oh, Kayla's, like, late sometimes. Like, no. No. My nigga, she
listen, be late. Listen, okay? To the point where I had, like, my managers at work, no. No. Like, she gonna be here at some point. We'll see her.
This nigga.
Like, they be calling me, like, you coming today or...
Now, look, if you live out in Dearborn and your mail's late, talk to my this fault. One. My fault, sorry. Talk to this one.
Trap Art showed me, like, bro, y'all get dressed every day. That's why I brought that shit up. Like, niggas was at Trap Art on a Thursday night, dressed, my nigga. And I'm like, this Thursday, right?
They no, listen, I was trying to tell... You see, you ain't want to... See, that's the problem. You ain't even want to listen to what I was saying, baby. I was trying to tell you that Thursday is the new Friday. You didn't hear the nigga that was standing behind us when he was like, it's basically Friday night. And I told you, like, listen to him. He knows what he's talking
about. I didn't know that days changed. I mean, my calendar stayed the same. Listen, I didn't get the memo.
First of all, the weekend usually starts on Wednesday. Wild Out Wednesday. Get it started. Okay?
It just started.
The only day that you get free during the week is, like, Monday and Tuesday. And that's because...
And Monday is the worst day.
Exactly. And Tuesday usually feels like a Monday any fucking way. So then once you get off those two Mondays that you had back to back, go get fucked up on Wild Out Wednesday. Okay?
And then we go straight to Friday.
No, then we go to Thursday is like third Friday because it's really like Friday. So then it's like
third when is Friday. The new calendar coming out? Because so I'm like, confused.
It's Wild Out Wednesday, third Friday, actual Friday, and then like kill them dead on Saturday, recover but still drink all day Sunday,
right?
And then you know you go to work on Monday
and Monday, and
then, you know, Monday again, second Monday, and then fuck them up on Wednesday. There we go. We back at it. Shit.
I can't live this life. That's what I'm saying.
I'm telling you, this is niggas' schedules ever since the weather has hit 75 degrees.
Listen, we only had two hot days, and you niggas went crazy, okay?
I don't understand.
Y'all have been stealing cars off of fucking lots, bro.
I don't understand what y'all expect them to do. This is the same thing I tell my mama when the hood get a little crazy. She's like, our neighbors are so loud. I'm like, look, girl, they've been hibernating for 8 months. Give them these 90 days. This is all they get. That's why niggas be going so crazy. Motherfuckers said, look, we only get 90 days. We're going to take these 9 cars right off the lot.
We get these, okay?
Okay, you want a truck? You get a truck. You get a truck. You get a truck. Everybody gets a truck.
I said, who is in the hood passing off rims? Because I need your number. Who's the plug? Can I put in my order? Niggas in the hood stand on the porch with a notebook and a pen. Like, what color you said you wanted? All right. 2019. What?
Yeah, let me get that ruby red.
Ruby red. What you looking for, Camaro?
No, give me the F1.
F1? F-150. Yeah. You want a sunroof? Sunroof?
All right, yeah, sunroof. I want the sunroof and the moonroof.
Like, look, they probably got a form. They just rip it off, hand it to niggas, and they get the picture they want back.
Sunroof.
Sunroof.
Moonroof. Black rims. Tinted windows.
These niggas standing on the lot pulling out the forest for the day. Like, all right. Get that one. All right, Ray Ray.
No, no. See, look, bro. That's because you don't fucking listen. You sitting in that matte black Camaro and we supposed to be in the shiny black. Get your ass in the shiny black, my nigga.
You knew the form said shiny.
God damn it. See, that's good. See, I told you Ray Ray couldn't
read. Who was it? Right.
I told you Ray Ray couldn't fucking read. God damn it.
Who put Ray Ray on the team? We sending you back to your cousins and them, dog. You can't do this. We gonna leave you on the block. You gonna only fill out papers. That nigga the office nigga.
No, he only pass out papers. He can't read, okay? No, but he can't fill them bitches out.
Your niggas done stole cars 3 days in a row, dog. That's you know crazy. They stole a car. They tried to steal a car off the lot around the corner from you.
Really?
So, I was coming from over there.
Mm-hmm. The police ride around there all night.
The police are across the street. Let's start there. You niggas is as bold as. The police are right there, and you are stealing.
Look, but that
show. You damn near in the parking lot of the police station.
Look, niggas. Look, the police be changing shifts. Like, look, bro, that ain't.
Right. I know you fucking lying. I'm going home.
The fuck? I don't see shit.
I don't see Cinco to mind my damn business.
I was trying to tell you, I don't got no peripheral vision. The fuck tunnel? I didn't see none of that shit. The fuck going home to Keisha? Shit. I'm not gonna play with you niggas tonight.
Keisha is waiting, okay? She got my dinner ready. Then you got me fucked up. No, but I'm riding down the street. I noticed, like, damn, it's a lot of police cars, you know, out. But I'm by the police station, so it ain't really dawn on me. I'm like, they riding behind me, ain't on the side of me, girl. I thought I did some shit. So I'm like, hold on, wait, I'm about to go to jail. So I get to the light where the McDonald's at, can't stand it. And I look to my left, bitch. First of all, they tried to take the motherfucking Camaro through the gate. I don't know what Fast and Furious movie they was watching at 2:00 in the morning and said, nigga, we can do this. I just watched Italian Job. You watch Fast and Furious. Let's combine them together. We're going to ride this Camaro through the gate. Not through an opening. You know, like, ooh, open the gate here. No, nigga, through the gate, bro.
I'm trying to figure out why you want to fuck up the car that you try.
What you doing with it?
Make some money off of.
You gotta go take it to go get it fixed.
This thing like, we're just going to the chop shop anyway.
Right? We're just gonna take these parts off.
Florida have it. We'll just throw the
bumper. And it literally away. Like, it got stuck. Like, the gate was on the windshield. I'm like, so nigga, you did all of that and you ain't even get out with the bitch.
He hit the bitch too low. Cause Camaro's so low. Listen, he
really thought he was gonna be on some Italian Job, Fast Furious shit and drive that. What you thought it was just gonna split open?
He should have called Bugs Bunny. He would have better off digging a hole under that bitch. Okay.
Rode it through. Ooh, bitch, hold on.
The Underground Railroad.
Y'all didn't hear that because we might have to use that. Like, we just perfected that whole little shit right there. We just gotta figure out how them niggas got on the lot.
Oh, that's your easy part.
You know what? You ever thought, like, we can go the night before and cut the gate? But not cutting and split it apart.
Planning a robbery while we're recording. I don't know this woman. Hello.
None of this happened.
Hello, so. FBI agent. I am right on track for my simulation. Fuck her. Y'all not coming to get me.
Cinco de Mayo. Robin was asleep all fucking day.
Cinco de Mayo, your fucking business. That's what I did. Okay.
Robin was in the bed asleep all motherfucking day while I was Cinco at de work. Bed. I was at work. Working my hardest, and then I went to Nikki's that night.
Did you have fun?
I really did have fun. I was cute, bitch. Okay,
that last time I went to Nikki's, niggas were praying on me from the door,
praying on your downfall. I mean,
and they was praying on my cleavage.
Praying on your vajay. Okay, they wanted
pretty
that
pretty much.
I actually had a very good time this time. I didn't stay in that one room because, like, I didn't just notice, but I'm like, Nikki's is big as fuck.
Yeah, it's a lot to it, and we sat in one spot.
Bro, like, it's three rooms. It's three rooms in one bar, like, one club. I walked through that bitch like, damn, I'm in a whole nother spot. Because she texted me like, we in a white room. I'm like, bitch, white room? It's a white room? What's the other room's called?
We in the Oval Room.
I like the room with the poles at the booths. I don't know.
Nah, the room with the rent. Bro, tables.
So it was a girl. It's poles at each booth. Baby girl was in there like
pole dancing.
Bitch, I thought I was at Pantheon.
I wonder was she a stripper.
She gotta be something. Do that shit at the crib real well.
You know, them girls be having poles in the house.
I'm clumsy. That, and we're gonna end it there. Like, y'all should know at that point, I'm clumsy. I would do it. I would try it. Like, I want to do a pole, like, class or whatever mm-hmm. with, like, my friends and shit like that. But, like, doing that shit, I couldn't be a stripper. Shout out to y'all. I couldn't be a stripper. Like, I don't have an upper body strength, bro. Like, she was up on that bitch. Turned around, upside down, like, splits in the air. I don't know. That shit's hard.
Oh, speaking of Pantheon, I went this week without Kayla.
Yeah, she did.
I took my friend for her birthday. Hey, shout out to Raph. Hey, Dirty 30.
I was going
to
say, did we tell Raph happy birthday already?
I think we told her. Yeah, because last week.
Happy birthday to Valencia. That's my coworker I went to Nikki's with.
Hey, shout out. Yeah, because last week we went, and that's when we had the cake in the bar. And then this week, on her actual birthday, we went to the strip club.
Okay.
And her her aunties showed up and, like, got her a dance. She was in rare form, bro.
Yeah, you told me she was, like, out of her character at that point.
Yes.
Like, I've never seen her have this much social interaction.
While Kayla was at the at Nikki's living her best life, I was at home watching Netflix, so I got some suggestions for y'all.
Living my best life.
Because when I tell y'all, I can't remember the last time I was able to sit in the bed for a whole day. But that shit was like...
This nigga was binge watching, okay?
I was, because y'all know what I watched, right? Yes, I sure did. You're white people. Yes, I did. I watched the whole damn thing in one day, okay? And it was good as hell. Like, the last season was so good. Episode 4 was the turning point for me in season 1.
I still have not watched Dear White People.
It's so good. So, Dear White People was really good. There's a movie called Candy Jar. That was really good.
That sounds scary.
No, it's about a kid. These two kids in high school. They, like, co-valedictorians. They both, like, super great at being... terrible great. Teenagers.
Oh, okay.
No, because they study all the time and they have 4.7s and shit, but they don't have
whoa. Is there such thing as a 4.7?
Yeah, when you take AP classes, you know they work more than 4 credits.
Oh, I never went close to an AP class. Like, I didn't even know where them bitches was in the school.
Yeah, AP, yeah.
I didn't even know. You had AP classes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why we was friends? You was smart, I wasn't.
This nigga.
She over there rolling at me like, nigga, I don't know. I knew where choir was.
So Candy Jar was really good. Oh, this other movie called Dude, that shit was pretty good.
I keep seeing that, but I'm like nervous to click on it. Like, I don't know what this shit's about.
Now, this one movie called Good Kids. This some shit y'all got to see. So these kids, they went to high school and they all got accepted into Ivy Leagues, MIT, Princeton. One got accepted into Dartmouth. And they are finished with high school and they like, well, we've been doing what we're supposed to do for the past 4 years and all of us are on scholarship, so we about to go to school, so let's fuck some shit up and leave. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what they do. They fuck shit up and leave. They live in one of those towns where they have a bunch of tourists in the summertime. And so one of them is a tennis pro, so he like gives private tennis lessons.
What that mean? I gotta watch it.
Yes. And then there's a girl in a group, and of course she like gets super fine in a matter of 48 hours, and now everybody wants to date her. And it's a really good movie. That one was good. And last but not least, I finally started Better Call Saul. If you are a Breaking Bad fan like me and the last episode pissed you off, especially the last fucking 15 minutes, I don't understand. Oh, I'm still mad about that fucking shit. But if you watch Better Call Saul, it will kind of take some of that anger away from Breaking Bad. And it was really good.
Is it like a crossover or something?
Yeah, it's a prequel. So it's you can see everybody before they were who they were in Breaking Bad.
Oh, okay. You know, I watched one episode of Breaking Bad, I think. And, like, never went back to it.
I watched half of it, and then I gave up, and then I went back and watched it all the way through. And it's really good, except for the last episode, and basically the last 15 minutes of the last episode is trash.
Okay, y'all. I got some motherfucking fool iteration for y'all. It went down, okay? My motherfucking plate was done, okay?
Where you eating?
I ate at the Block.
The Block?
Okay.
That went to the list. I don't know if y'all got a list. I got a list.
Okay, listen, because my list over here is on fire, okay? Robin took some shit off of my list and put it on her list. I went to the Block. The Block is actually right by my high school. It's on Woodward.
What high school did you go to?
I went to DSA.
Okay, thank you.
Nobody knows that. Not real.
Really. Now they do.
Yeah. People that went there with me know that I went there, but I never told people what high school I went to. Like, oh, no, I'm not even in high school. I don't know what you're talking about. I graduated, but I didn't go there. I skipped over it. So it's on the corner of, like, Selden, mm-hmm. I think, and Woodward.
Oh, so that's right there at the school.
Yeah.
Like, it's right across the street from DSA.
You know, well, DSA sits on Selden, and then the Block sits on Woodward.
Okay.
But you could... it's literally right there. The shit's good as fuck, okay?
What kind of food was it?
Dog, they had lamb chops. You know I wanted them, but it was gonna take a minute to cook and I was in a hurry. So they had lamb chops. They had... I had... it's called the Mac or Block Mac or whatever. But it's pasta. And... it's pasta
with chicken, grilled chicken in it, with bacon on top, girl, sprinkled on top of it. Listen.
When she's describing her food, it's like borderline disgusting.
It's good. It was the, I don't know what that shit was, with God in a bowl, okay? It was great. It's fuck. And what did that motherfucker have? You don't know, I can't say that word.
A side salad?
No. The fish.
What? Salmon?
Yeah.
Oh, because she says salmon. Girl, I had to tell my mom.
Salmon.
That. If you don't stop pronouncing that shit with an L, the L is silent.
He had a salmon BLT.
Salmon.
And it was big. Like, it was big. It looked good, too.
Like, so is a salmon burger with BLT on it?
Yep.
That sounds good.
Well, a BLT with salmon on it.
I don't see any difference in between.
It wasn't.
Okay.
It just sounded better the way I said it.
Did it?
Yeah.
You think so?
It made me feel better.
Yeah, obviously it did.
The ambiance in there was very great. Like, the place is nice. It's clean. They have brunch on Sundays before 3. They having a Mother's Day brunch too. They little menu looked hot fire. Did not have any drinks. Doesn't that take a turn? This is the first time I've went out and have not had drinks. And it was a Sunday where I actually did not work. And I missed brunch. I did not even have a mimosa today.
Mm.
That's crazy. And it's because I was drunk.
I was about to say, I definitely talked to you earlier. You told me you were drunk.
I was drunk from the night before.
I thought y'all was going to get more drinks after that, though.
No.
Like, after I talked to you.
We were still drunk. We didn't need any more to drink. That man couldn't even move, okay?
I was gonna say, I feel like if you were drunk yesterday, you kind of need to, like, replenish your drunk.
Yeah, like, we haven't. We haven't replenished shit.
Y'all should have. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I'm about to, I guess, when we done doing this shit. Because...
Where are you going with it? Hey! Sorry.
So, try the block. The block is good. I'm gonna post it on social media so y'all can see what my motherfucking food look like. You went anywhere for some food?
I didn't go.
Did you like Pantheon lamb chops?
Okay, so yes, me. First of all, let me tell y'all how they did me. So, y'all know I like to eat my lamb chops with a fork and knife. I don't care.
They didn't give you a fork and knife.
They didn't give me a fork and knife. And I was sitting there waiting. So, I ate my lamb chops with my hands, like a savage. And my friend comes, like, 20 minutes after I'm done and orders his lamb chops. And he had a different waitress than mine. And they gave him a fork and knife. Do you know how livid I fucking was? I was so pissed. I've never been that upset over utensils in my damn life. I'm like, oh, so now niggas have manners when the light-skinned niggas show up.
Oh, now they racist?
Yup. Y'all think because I'm brown, I don't got manners? No. I got manners.
Niggas eat they lamb chops. Lamb chops is a finger food in the black community.
Yeah, I was going to say, you add that little bit on here. I like to eat my wood. That's just how I am, though. You know, I like my fork and knife. Get it popping with the manners and shit. And my friend kept asking me, like, he was eating his with his hand. And I was like, I cannot believe they gave utensils. He was like, well, how the hell do you eat this with utensils? It's like, well, you shave it off.
What? Shave what off?
The meat. You know, you shave the meat off.
Robin, that shit is a finger food. No. Did you eat it with your fingers?
I had to. I thought I had to.
Once I. But you liked them. You liked the sauce and everything on them?
Yeah, they were
so good. Did you have sides?
No.
They sounded good as fuck. I don't think I ever had Pantheon fries. But, like, they, man, what the fuck? Macaroni and cheese.
But the girls are really nice, and they gave my friend a dance, and she was super excited. So it was a good strip club trip.
Good strip club trip.
Because my one friend, me and her had never been to the strip club. I think she'd been to the strip club like one time before. Mm-hmm. My other friend, he was from Jersey, and he didn't even know strip clubs sold food. Like, when I was telling him, like, yeah, what? Strip club got the best food, he was like, wait, y'all eat at the strip club?
What?
Bitch, what?
That's the only reason why you go.
That's one of the food groups.
Okay. That's one of the food groups. Strip club is a food group within itself.
It is. Because it's like Bucharest, Coney Island, strip club food. Like, that's one of the...
Like, foods. That's a craving. You wake up like, shit, I'm feeling strip club food today.
No, when niggas say they want lamb chops, they mean lamb chops from a... I don't ever think anybody means...
Like a real restaurant.
Right,
like, I don't even know When I say I want lamb chops, I don't even know what restaurant to go to. I'm automatically like, shit, I want some lamb chops. I'm about to go to Pantheon or something like that. Like, I don't even think about real restaurants.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
That's why I was so amazed when I seen that menu. Like, oh, y'all got lamb chops? I thought that was only strip club food. I'm sorry.
Oh, they had lamb chops when I went to Nefertiti's Kitchen.
Yeah, that's you did say that. Yeah. Okay, I do gotta go there.
Yeah, we gotta go. That's
damn, what restaurant sell lamb chops? Anyway, moving on. That's fucked up. So, you got some what the fuck news?
Yes, I do.
What the fuck? What the fuck news?
Today on what the fuck news? Like, do I get anything? Bro.
I was trying to whisper it.
At the wrong part.
I'm sorry. Are we staying over here or at all?
Yes, so we are in America. We're actually in Texas. There is a man.
It's 111.
Oh, yay. There is a man who pled guilty to stealing more than $1.2 million in fajitas.
Wait, what? I'm over here not even trying to listen.
She's texting right now. So the fact that I just said that threw her off guard.
He did what with some fajitas?
He was employed at the Darrell B. Hister Juvenile Detention Center in San Benito, Texas. I don't.
And it's a little nigga.
So he's 53 years old and he said over 9 years. So he just like kept ordering this large amount of fajitas. And apparently the boys at the juvenile detention center do not even get fajitas. So he ordering shit that these niggas don't even eat and they're selling it to other motherfuckers.
What?
And he got caught because the delivery driver, you know, had caught her and was like, yeah, I'm dropping off like basically a bunch of fajitas. And I was like, nigga, I won't even feed these motherfuckers fajitas. Where these come from? He's like, nigga, I've been dropping off fajitas here for 9 years. Don't tell me y'all don't eat fajitas. So at that point, shit started to unravel.
You know what fucks me up every time you do your what the fuck knows? It's because you do that. Like, you wasn't there. And this is how you say it went down. Like,
I'm telling y'all, that's how it happened.
I've been dropping these bitches off.
9 years.
And you telling me I don't?
I mean, but I would be pretty pissed if I had been going to this place for 9 years and you gonna tell me I don't drop off shit here. Don't tell me how to do my job. Okay? Did she say drop it off here so you want these fucking fajitas or not? Because that's what you gonna get. So,
not get these fucking fajitas.
So once they figured out what the fuck was going on and it was an 800 pound order of fajitas.
800 pounds?
He was selling them bitches to other people. So he was.
What was it? So wait, this nigga the vendor for fajitas, bro?
Basically.
He the fajita plug.
Because look, when they went to his house, they said he just had fajitas everywhere.
Like, this has got to be fake news, bro. This cannot be real.
Like, he had them motherfuckers lined up in the freezer and the fridge. They like, it's just fajitas. Like, fajita, fajita. They was everywhere.
I can't imagine walking into a nigga house and he just got Florida ceiling fajitas just everywhere.
Like, hey, bro, you got something to eat? I mean, I got these fajitas in.
Every time we go to this nigga, I see all he's trying to do some fucking fajitas, bro.
That's the shit like, bro, don't go over Ernesto house.
She got this nigga a name.
Like, that nigga always trying to feed somebody some fucking fajitas. But it wasn't it like that growing up? Like, you ain't want to go to somebody's house
because you know
they trying to feed you some bullshit. Like, bro, I ain't going over Auntie Kim's house because they only got noodles at that bitch. And every time they only give us noodles. Like, I want real food.
Look, hey, that's how you be, that's how you talk cold. Like, hey, bro, where you at? And you don't want to tell him you at Arnando house. So you like, shit, eating fajitas. He's like, oh, shit, I know exactly where you at.
Like, I ain't coming over there to where y'all at. So they end up giving my man's, he got, his thing was like 30 years. His sentence, the max was 30 years. Now, what,
30 years for some fajitas? That nigga pushing work.
I'm sorry. 50 years.
For some fajitas. Yes. Nigga, I ain't never, ever seen y'all act like this.
Now, but the alternative was that they charge him on the amount of money for the
shit he made off the fajitas. How much much these feet is going for? This nigga been doing this shit for 9 years.
Y'all, she needs some earwax. $1.2 million. He stole $1.2 million worth of fajitas over 9 years.
What?
Yes.
Okay, bro.
And so what could have happened is that they charged him for the amount of money and it would have been a felony, and then they could have charged him for 99 years. But
what?
The judge was like, I guess fajita's not that deep, bro. Like, we'll give you 50.
This nigga.
Could you imagine? Like, you in jail. And niggas got you in line, like, all right, whoever, like, the most bitches nigga get fucked tonight. And you have to tell motherfuckers, like, well, I'm in here because, you know, I robbed niggas for fajitas.
Like, you the fajita felon.
Like, if you don't get your ass over here, bro, the fuck, them cheeks is mine.
You fajita still.
Okay, I'm about to fajita your buns. Girl, get the fuck over here. Like, you everybody's bitch if you go to jail talking about, yeah, I'm in here because I stole 1.2.
At that part, I'm lying about what I'm here
for.
How
much do you like fajitas?
Why are you stealing? Evidently, if he got them bitches lined up at his crib, bro, he not making that much off these fajitas. Bro.
Look, and Ernesto daughter Keyson, yeah, the order him.
I'm tired of you.
All he had was fajitas. Okay, you go.
That's why he ain't had no wife, no kids, no nothing. You know why?
All he got is his daughter for her quinceañera and his abuela, and she eat fajitas too. Everybody eat fajitas.
He probably had fajita stash at her house.
They probably like know this nigga. He be riding down the street like throwing out fajita packets. Like, you get a fajita, you get a fajita, you get a fajita. Everybody gets a fajita. Like, make sure you bring them bitches out sizzling. Okay, on the skillet.
This nigga got a fajita vehicle. Okay, he's just riding around with
fajita, fajita.
We're just trying to find a fajita.
Throw them bitches over this way.
Okay. Give me some 3 a.m. jokes that I can't stand, because this we can't keep going about this fajita, man.
$1.2 million
over some fajitas.
Okay, like I said, he's going to be everybody's bitch. 50 years.
That nigga a legend, bro. We need to put this nigga on a shirt.
Okay, free Ernesto.
The fajita king. Is that his name?
No, his name was like Gilberto or something.
Yeah, that shit fit him, though. That shit you was calling him.
Ernesto?
Yeah. Ernesto, that's his name. Okay. We're gonna put him on a shirt. Fajita felon. Free the fajita felon.
What? Fajita king.
Fajita king.
Fajita king.
Bitch, I'm dead. Kill me. Listen, that's the first time we ever done. That was some corny shit.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Go ahead. Fajita king. Bitch, I'm about to go.
I'm gonna leave, y'all.
Fajita King. I can't breathe. Oh shit.
Okay. So the corny jokes that Kayla hates, because this will make her shut up. Okay. What happens when you have a bladder infection?
I don't know.
You're in trouble.
God. Oh my God. You're in trouble. Okay, go ahead.
How many ears does Captain Kirk have?
I don't know. How many?
3. Left ear, right ear, and the final front ear.
Awesome. You hear her over there talking to herself like, that's stupid.
No, I'm just
trying to make you
laugh.
To infinity and beyond.
Oh my God, shut up. Are you going with your last joke? Your last joke?
I'm gonna tell you this shit once. That's how your forehead looks. To infinity and beyond.
And you know, Ashley, listen.
I'm sorry, Ashley.
Listen, we gonna have to take a picture in the mirror and put that shit on our podcast page. Cause Lord knows that child's father fucked his hair up.
Listen, if y'all ain't Booger got a fucked up haircut.
I think that's a little nigga rite of passage. It like, y'all is. Supposed to get your hair fucked up at least once.
At least once. I think if
it's like a lesson learned.
And it's like a, all right, okay, I can live with my hair being fucked up. I know it takes 2 weeks to grow back, 3 weeks to grow back. Like,
this ain't forever.
Okay. Why was the math book so depressed?
I don't know why.
It has so many problems.
Oh, so many problems. The answers was in the back, though.
Fajita King.
That one worked. Oh. Okay, we done with that?
Yes.
Okay, so let me tell you about Kodak Black. You know, this man got a petition to get him a new name. Like, an actual new name. Like, not his rap name. Like, his real
name. They should call him, like, White Polaroid.
All right. Okay. So he wants his real name to be, or his real name now, is Bill K. Capri. Do he look like a Bill? He look like a Bill.
I'm not going to say anything.
Anybody know like, off...
That's too easy. Like, obviously, I mean, you know, any nigga that look like he drug bitches look like a Bill.
Why?
Bill Cosby.
I was thinking bitches. That. No, we're not going to say anything about that.
Okay. Kodak Black look like he drugs bitches.
Kodak Black can't stay out of jail. We need to call him Jailbird.
He needs to stay in jail. That's obviously the reason why they want that nigga. Let him keep him. Okay? He can record from in there. Lil Wayne did it.
Hot fire. I feel when niggas go to jail and come out, they have the best songs, bro. Like, look at Gucci. This nigga dropped 30 mixtapes the day he got out of jail.
I'm still waiting on Meek.
Yeah. Listen, I've been waiting for this nigga to scream on the track for me. For months now.
Just at this point, everybody's just too quiet. I just have to turn it up.
All I'm hearing is niggas mumble. Where the fuck is Meek when we need him?
And I know he got some anger built up in him.
Hold on, wait a minute. I want him to say that.
Did you see the picture they posted with him and Cardi? I was like, this is the loudest song
yes. ever made. All I hear already. Is ochre or whatever the fuck it is. I still ain't took my lesson yet.
That's because you can't roll your tongue, but we already knew that.
Well, I'm going to have to learn how to do some type of Cardi B shit. Something. Speaking of Cardi B, could y'all please... They ain't gonna let that girl rest. Okay, y'all done stopped her money bags. She ain't going on a motherfucking tours. Motherfuckers is trying to what they tried to do. They just y'all just fucking with her. Her
big I think she should look. Just step away from social media. Like she's not supposed to be. She's not touring right now or whatever. And
right.
She was saying that she's like nesting, and you know what you do when you have a baby and stuff. Just step away from social media.
But she's been doing interviews and shit too. Like she just need. I'm not saying she just fall off the face of the earth. She probably don't want to fall off the face of the earth because she probably feel like if she go missing that. When you stay consistent, you the shit at that point. They can't get you out of it. But like. This cash job on Cardi B shit just did too much for me. I was just so irritated. Like,
I feel like everybody doing the most, like, fuck it.
Everybody was just mixing up everything. Like, they trying to say, like, cash job is just so thirsty to be in it with Cardi B. And then her sister, Hennessy, was talking shit about it on Instagram.
It's too much.
It's like, bro, like, and then people from the Cardi, what her fans called? They ain't came up with no Navy name for them yet?
No, they call it like Barties or something like that.
Well, her Barties was all cutting into cash, doll. Like, you just want her life. That's why you mad. Like, bro, y'all be taking celebrities' lives too deep. Like, baby girl didn't even want to hype it up like that. She was just telling her fans, because her fans noticed, like, damn, we thought we heard you on this song before. What happened? But it shouldn't have been no problem if she was putting out a song and claiming it as a remix. Then everybody, like, she hating and she just want to put Cardi B in some bullshit. Like, who wants to argue with the baddest bitch right now?
Yeah, all that shit was, like, boring. Like, y'all niggas need to find something else to do.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. Don't park y'all cars downtown.
Period. Listen, if you get a ticket, first of all, the ticket is $45 off top.
Didn't I know that?
Yeah, if you wait more than, like, I think it's, like, 15 days or some shit like that, they bump it up $20. So now I... So now the ticket will be $65. It got real personal. Yeah. Obviously, I know this. I have a shit ton of tickets from downtown. This nigga
got tickets on tickets, okay? She got tickets from tickets.
Listen, I got tickets on two cars.
This nigga just... You only drive one.
You got a ticket to your mama?
I did.
Do your mama listen?
No, she know I got a ticket, though.
Oh, I'm like, damn. I just told...
No, I told her myself. I let the ticket out. She's like,
Paris motherfucking ticket. But we say that because if y'all don't watch the motherfucking news, here we are. So, the motherfucking parking structure downtown fell. Collapsed on one side. I was just telling Robin, like, how do we inform the motherfuckers that, hey, when you come outside, your car might not really be in the same spot where you parked it.
No, it might be like a floor down turned upside down.
I'ma come outside to my car, like the one car on the edge was on the side. Like, who comes out to their car after a long day of work? Like, wow.
That's some shit.
Just what, like, we doing now? Flipping cars.
Y'all ever had some shit happen? You just had to turn around like, fuck it.
I said I would have just called an Uber and went home and act like it never happened.
At that very moment.
I wouldn't even have came to work the next day. I just would have kept the car there. Went home.
No, go ahead, get your Uber, keep your receipts, make sure your job pay for that shit, because y'all fall. That's because they're putting all of these structures up together with sticks and spit.
They put that bitch together with hopes and dreams, bitch. Okay. They said, I hope and I dream for a motherfucking parking structure.
And obviously, that hopes Here and dreams did not, could not be fulfilled because the motherfucker fell apart.
It's too much. Nigga, that's the whole parking structure. The whole top level, though. Go. Imagine if it was just so many cars at the top that it kept going. Like,
it's just, like those condos that they're building in downtown, off the water. No.
Yeah, if a gust of wind come by, it's over.
You said what?
Near your spot.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell nobody about my spot.
That's a shadow whisper.
But they still hear you.
Those condos by the Riverwalk, those look terrible. Like, they literally just threw them bitches up.
They put them bitches together just in 2 days.
Look, they threw the sticks in the air and, like, shot super glue. And was like, hope these bitches stay in the fucking...
Here y'all go.
And we're going to charge you $2,500 a month for, like, 10 square feet.
Them bitches look smaller than small. Them shits look like some shit you buy Paris to play in.
Yeah, they just... The structures that they build. And I feel like they're building too much. Like, you're building these buildings, but the population in Detroit isn't growing that much. Not in, like, the outskirts. Yeah. Maybe downtown the population is growing a lot. Mm-hmm. But, like, in the neighborhoods and shit, people just either moving around or buying up a bunch. Like, one person might buy up the whole block. Some shit like
that. I have a nigga that lives on my block, and he's buying up the block. Like, now I think it's becoming a competition. Like, these niggas is just buying all the houses on the block. I'm like, look, if we have an incident where I ain't paying my taxes, just don't buy my house up off of me. Just don't do it under my nose. Let me keep mine. But, yeah. I think it's good, though. Buy the block. Buy your community back.
I think everybody should. I keep telling all of my friends that this is a great time to invest and property, especially in the city of Detroit. They're selling all the property for pennies on a dollar. We won't get into that in gentrification because I have a lot of opinions about that.
I just feel
buy property, though. Buy shit that you can put your name on, that you can own. Multiply your assets. All that shit.
Downtown is becoming really crowded.
Yeah.
Like, it's becoming like... I like that we have so much shit to do down there, but it's like... on top of each other.
It's all the white people, y'all.
It's like literally everything is congested and then there's nowhere to park. Like, why the fuck is so much shit down here, but y'all ain't got no parking lots? Like, give me a parking structure.
I was about to say,
don't give me a parking structure. You know what they doing? They making motherfuckers take the queue line. Y'all want to park in the parking structure? We gonna fuck your car up. Guess how you had to get to work? Q line.
And you know what? I got on the Q line when I went to the Pistons game one time.
Do you like it? I haven't been on it yet.
Girl, I was sitting there like, who gonna make me pay for this? Somebody do something. I was really sitting there. He was like, my friend paid for me. I'm like, why would you do that? You shouldn't have paid for you. Shouldn't have paid for me. Don't pay for no fucking body. Make me pay for this shit then.
All the money I pay. Detroit got some of the highest taxes ever. Period. The fuck? I'm getting on this bitch for free. Somebody do something.
They don't have nothing.
They literally have like a nigga standing there and he's like, okay, you know, you can pay right here. Boy, fuck you. Boy, bye. Fuck you and this Q line. Make me. The fuck? I was so mad my friend paid. But the Q line is actually pretty nice. It's always crowded after any event that's near it, though. That's the only thing.
They are talking about putting, not they, but the Detroit Zoo is pushing for an aquarium downtown.
As though they didn't just rebuild the fucking aquarium at Belle Isle. See, this the kind of shit, y'all. That shit just really pissed me the fuck off. Like, there isn't a whole aisle for you niggas to travel to that y'all charge people to get on. And actually, I have no problem with them charging people to get on Belle Isle because Belle Isle is now officially a state park. So the $10 is not only for Belle Isle, but all of the parks that are offered in Michigan. But y'all charging people to get on this shit. This
is a commercial plug, quick as fuck.
Y'all charging people to get on that bitch, and then y'all not gonna use the shit that's on there. Like, hey, we built this new aquarium, but we're gonna build another one. That
forget about that one.
Like, fuck those fish. I got some new fish. Come see these fish. We got to y'all.
Bitch, I ain't done. Okay, fuck the show. This nigga talking about some. Fuck those fish. We got new fish. Like, damn. I mean, this Nemo wanna be like that Nemo too.
Nah, that Nemo lost. Fuck that Nemo. Look, come see Dory. We got that bitch over here. Fuck Nemo.
We found Dory. And we got her. Come see her.
Nemo might just show up. Fuck around with Dory.
Nigga said, fuck these fish. We got new fish. Ooh, Jesus. Well, Robin is opposed to the motherfucking aquarium.
I'm opposed to the consistent waste of money in our city on shit that doesn't fucking matter. Like, y'all steady pouring shit into a downtown, but our neighborhoods are dying. Y'all steady building up
that's
shit.
The only part they care about because that's where the tourists are going to go. They're trying to make Detroit into literally... They're trying to make downtown Detroit into a tourist spot.
Yeah. You know, I got my... I'm not gonna go.
They got a bunch of hotels, just
all kind of shit, and they throwing shit up with pieces of paper and loogies, and our fucking. Meanwhile, our school system is fucking dying. These kids have no after school programs to go to. None. These kids have no art programs to participate in. Shout out to the hooligans. They always going around the DPS schools and trying to get these kids into art because that shit is fucking sickening how they do our students and then dump money into downtown. Like, that's what they do though during gentrification. Like, put money into the city, not the people. So yeah. Then the people will move out to the, because you know, everybody's moving to the suburbs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, downtown would be offered for a different caliber of people. Y'all know what I'm saying.
And that's why I said I'm keeping my house and I'm going to try to buy more in my neighborhood because I'm so close to downtown.
Yeah.
Like, y'all not about to play me like I'm stupid. I know if I buy this motherfucker next to me, guess what? It's going to double, triple, quadruple my pockets.
And you know...
Because the motherfuckers are going to be trying to get these houses that are closer to downtown.
And I don't know if y'all know this, but if you buy a piece of property and then the lot next to you
is vacant, you can
buy it
for $100.
Yes. And yes. That's all across the city.
But you have to know that it has to be directly next to you. It cannot be in front of or across or nothing like that. It has to be directly next to you. Your neighbor has to not want it.
Yes.
And you have to show them proof that you've been keeping up with it. So you have to show them that you've been, like, cutting the grass or breaking leaves or doing something for it. You just can't go in there and be like, I want the lots. I got 100. Give it here. So you have, because you can do it actually online.
Because
I looked at it for my lot. And number one thing, your taxes have to be up to date.
Yes, taxes are a really big deal, and they're doing that in Highland Park. But also be careful with taxes when you're buying property, guys, because if there are unpaid taxes on the property that you're interested in, you do have to pay those off once you purchase the tax, once you purchase the property. Just quick download here.
You got some words of wisdom?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. just because it is not your reality does not mean it's not a reality. And by that, I mean, you have to acknowledge everyone else's story.
You have to acknowledge other people's struggle, even if it's not a struggle that you can necessarily see yourself in or something that you didn't even think fucking happened in the world. You have to value other people's experiences because they're not yours. It's a different life. It's a different culture. It's a different person. And they had a different experience because so many times we live in a world where people are like, oh, well, that didn't happen to me. I didn't know that that shit happened in the world. So obviously it doesn't happen or it doesn't have any type of meaning to me. And you just live in your little bubble. But just because it's not your life doesn't mean it's not happening out in the world.
I'm going to give you snaps.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just really came up with my words of wisdom just sitting here thinking this is something we were just talking about. And then I'm going to literally just hit y'all with some Nike. Just do it. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So don't, there's so many things that we think about. We have dreams. We write shit down. Nothing is going to happen with that stuff if you don't work to get there. So don't just think about it, act on it. Yes. Because you're going to see somebody else doing exactly what you thought of and been like, damn, that could have been me.
And I can say that so many times that has happened with the people around me. I'm like, dog, if you would have just did that shit.
And she just did that shit with me. Like,
I did. I wasn't talking about you in that moment.
Yeah, I understand.
But yeah.
That's where it comes from, though. Like, you have some shit you thinking of. Don't sit on it. Act on it. Bam, there you go. Don't sit on it. Act on it. That's my words of wisdom.
And don't let nobody tell you that your idea is stupid or that your shit not gonna come into fruition because they're fucking haters.
And don't lip sync.
Bro, no. Bye, y'all. Bye.
No, we didn't say our names.
Oh yeah.
And we gotta let Whistle Parch over here say her social media.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so look, let me tell y'all this, because I just told Kayla I was going to tell y'all. So we was having a discussion online. We're not going to talk about it, though, because we were talking about the DJ Khaled shit, how apparently he doesn't give his wife head. So I was having a conversation with a follower of mine. shout out to _BallBall. I think that's his Twitter name. We was having a conversation and he was like, yeah, I'm so tired of women acting like they wouldn't stay or whatever. And I told him that not only was her kickboxer trainer probably eating her box, but also this been happening since the dawn of dick. Like, motherfuckers have been staying with an individual that does not perform oral sex and they've been either happy or getting it elsewhere.
Robin said dawn of dick and it killed me, bro. Like,
she asked me, like, is that what you actually told him? Like, yes, that's what I said.
Because dawn of dick is like, you know, like, what's the other one that they say? Like, before man, before God, whatever it is. You know how they be putting the little shits at the end? After death. AD and all of that shit. You made me think of that shit when you said that.
Dawn also, I was going to say DD.
Yeah.
Dawn the dick.
Yeah.
But Rick, because, you know, they say dick came first. But I feel like, how could dick come first if everything comes
this first? Not going nowhere. This ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Hey, Dawn. I just wanted to say Dawn the dick.
Because okay. She wants this episode to be called Dawn the dick.
No, we didn't say it enough. I mean, we can still call it Dawn and Dick. I'm okay with that.
I don't know what we said enough in this bitch. Probably the what's the name King. Anyway, Fajita King. And we should spell it like that. Fajita King. I'm about to put that shit right now. I'm about to upload this to motherfucking SoundCloud right now.
But look, right, y'all.
This been motherfucking call you back.
Yes, yes.
I'm your motherfucking shit talker, number one shit talker, the underdog, and the people's goddamn champ. Robin didn't do the high.
Sorry, I just realized something. I'll tell you after.
And
it's your favorite cornball, Robin, niggas.
Literally. A lot. Every time you say it, I'm going to say a lot.
So, Kayla said I should change my name to Really Robin Niggas, like how she has the real case of mom. And I told her that's like saying Robin Niggas a lot. Like, I think y'all get the point. Like, I rob niggas.
You so, said that earlier.
Robin _Niggas.
On this episode.
We did? We recorded?
Yes. We've been recording for a while now.
We wasn't.
This is an hour episode today.
We wasn't recording. It doesn't matter. And call us. Don't call us. Follow us. Follow us on all social social media.
Don't call me. I'm going to call you.
Call You Back Pod. And we're on iTunes because we fancy as fuck.
Fancy.
So you can find us on iTunes at Call You Back the Podcast.
Look, our living room guest today, she's seen our how people follow us.
Yes.
Like the little card. And she was like, oh, y'all just, okay, y'all just official.
So come on, you gotta introduce yourself before we get out there.
Come on, let me talk to y'all. Hey y'all, I've been here really the whole time. Listen, fuck both of them, okay? They know all bullshit. But y'all can follow me at Mardi Dubois, that's MardiDubois.
That was a whole lot of letters.
MardiDubois.
Girl, she sound like a voicemail.
Because, listen, I just want to make sure they heard this. Listen, they ain't heard the first time, they heard the second time.
Girl, okay,
listen,
tell them what you do.
I do makeup, I do eyes, so clothes. Uh-huh. I do whatever you need, okay?
Okay.
Just follow me, and boom, it's self-explanatory, okay?
DMs and everything. DMs and everything.
No, don't hop in my DMs, though. Don't. That's not.
Because you can do some clothes.
You ain't got to hop in my DMs for that, though. You can just comment on the picture, you know.
Listen.
No, I know. It's not no secret if you want the clothes. You don't got to.
It's not no secret.
It's not.
Listen. All right, y'all. That's it for me. I'm a coma patient. I'm out of here.
This nigga dog. Okay, we'll call you niggas back.